Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
How much is C-3PO's head going to go for?
C-3PO's head is auction?
It's nearly $1 billion.
It's just the head.
It's a bunch of
the
stuff.
Helmet, basically.
It's a bunch of stuff out of the personal collection of Anthony.
The guy that was in that?
The guy who played C-3PO. Yeah.
The British dude. Right,
so he's putting up a bunch of his own personal.
He kept the head?
Yeah, he has one. One of the original. I don't know if there's more than one.
They probably got sweaty, that head.
Was he inside that?
Yeah.
I guess so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But they think that it'll go for around $1.2 million, but I bet it goes for more than that. Star Wars crap.
With the rich Star Wars crowd, people that started getting that in 77, they're all in their 60s now. They're making a fortune doing it.
Who's the R2-D2? Is he up for sale?
No, it doesn't list him. But
they put him in. There was a dwarf inside of that, right?
There's a dwarf inside that. Yeah,
really?
Yeah. A dwarf drives that around. Yep.
Maybe there's a dwarf inside all of us.
Yeah. Aww.
Are you admitting sexual thing that you like?
I don't know.
No, it sounds like, oh, maybe there's a little dwarf inside all of us. Say that when Red's
back. Pulling levers and stuff.
Only at the green room at the Funny Bone.
Yeah.
Is there a dwarf inside of you sometimes?
You just said
it. Once a year.
There could have been. That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is apparently a big auction of a bunch of movie and TV memorabilia at a prop store in London. And besides the C-3PO stuff, there's also, like, you can get Don Vito Corleone's coat from the Godfather.
Oh, really?
Worn by Marlon Brando.
Right.
They think it's going to go for about $60,000.
That C-3PO head, though.
Yeah.
That might be a case where someone would shoot you in London.
Yeah.
Just like they're shooting guys for their shoes, they would shoot you for a C-3PO head.
Yeah, they knew it was the original head, right.
It was the original.
But I'm guessing most of us would have to put the front and the back on and then zip tie it to give us a little bit more space for our giant heads.
Yeah, that's you mean.
And it would have to say authenticated C-3PO head.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can get Freddy Krueger's glove.
From the movie?
From Nightmare on Elm Street. Okay, they think that one's going to go for almost $500,000.
Wow, they think that's going to go for more than the Godfather coat?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Indiana Jones whip from Temple of Doom, $250,000.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Who's got all these? An auction house?
Yeah, it's an auction house in London.
How much do you think his hat would go for? The hat's got to go for $1 million, right?
So does the auction house collect these, pay people for them, and then sell them?
I think Harrison Ford kept the original hat. I remember reading about that. Mm. Yeah. And he doesn't need the money, you know.
Leo's costume from Titanic, Leonardo DiCaprio's costume, is up for
What is that? Like a shirt?
Yeah, like a shirt.
It's early 1900s outfit. Yeah.
I don't want that. He couldn't even afford to be on the upper deck.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Michael Keaton
comes with no life jacket.
Life jacket.
It's still frozen.
It's all wet.
Yeah. And the door.
Michael Keaton's battle damaged Batman suit from it doesn't say which movie, but obviously one of the first two.
Yeah.
I bet that'll go for quite a bit of money.
A full Batman suit's got to be worth a lot of money from an actual movie.
Yeah, but it's battle damage, so you probably could negotiate a...
Yeah, that's true.
a lower price.
It's like a can at the supermarket. Right. Hey, this one's dented.
Check the Batman facts.
How about Clooney's nipple one? No, Clooney's nipple one might go for some because Clooney.
Now we're talking.
And Batman's got nipples. So.
Oh, the largest ever collection of Blade Runner memorabilia part of this auction
People
as well.
People are into that, man. People are into that. The original Blade Runner is a great movie.
Yeah, there's 1,800 pieces that they're auctioning off. They think all in probably about $15 million worth of sales.
What are they, just liquidating everything?
Sounds like it.
They have these
people
these
want cash
auctions
man.
every now and again, you know.
Yeah, but this has a lot of stuff in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's apparently a bunch of pieces from Anthony Daniels, C-3PO's personal collection that he's auctioning off.
Is he still alive?
Yeah. Yeah, he is.
Is there something that you would spend $1 million? Like if you had
money's no object, you mean? Okay.
Money's no object. Is there something that you'd be like, I would spend $1 million on this
movie artifact? From a movie artifact.
Movie or TV show.
Nick's saying something from Wayne's World. What do you think?
Maybe their car, the Wayne's World car.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, the Mirthmobile.
Yeah. I mean, and it's a car,
If it has a CD player and the licorice dispenser.
Well, it's got the original stuff.
You want the original licorice, or do you want it replaced and have it be edible?
You'd definitely want it to be edible.
How much would you spend on the couch?
What couch?
Oh, the Wayne's World couch.
From Wayne's World.
That's a good one, too.
If money's not an object, let's spend $1 million on that, too.
You drop $1 million on it?
Well, if you
just on principle, you have no principles, though? Well, you're just like, whatever?
Assuming it is, you're still
like, you're bidding somebody else that goes to $1 million.
Yeah, if money doesn't matter, why not?
Okay.
I mean, I love a lot of classic movies, but I'm not really sure what I would spend. I can't think of anything specific.
Maybe recreate the entire Wayne's World set.
Mm. Yeah.
The soldier fort from Dances with Wolves. I just put that in my backyard.
Yeah. Oh,
there you go.
Yeah.
Got there and smoked dope in it.
Yeah. Or whatever.
Yeah.
Storefront.
Then we create the whole, yeah.
Yeah. Not the wolf, though, because
yeah,
they,
I want two
expire.
Socks. That's what I want.
Yeah, see.
Two socks.
Two socks probably isn't with us anymore.
All right.
That's probably true.
See, the problem is
Rodney Grant is, right?
I have
Rodney
no idea
Grant
what
still around?
On.
I don't know.
He's from Nebraska, right?
Is he?
Yeah. Who was he in Dances with Wolves? He was
Wolves. Dances with the Wolves.
Yeah, he was Wolves.
Dances with Wolves. It's Wolves. That's how you say it.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I can't think of anything. Pushy, think of a movie that you. I'm trying to think of
some of my favorite movies of all time and what I would what piece of that
what
I would want to have.
Buy? Right.
It'd be cool to have the shark from Jaws just like in your living room.
That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah,
I think Rodney Grant was wind in his hair.
Right near swimming
wind
pool.
In his hair.
Wasn't he the one that was going, "I will always be your friend"?
Yeah,
at the end
of
the movie.
Yeah,
and he's from Nebraska.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
He might even live up north still up on...
Born
up
in on Macy, Nebraska.
Yeah. Macy.
Oh, okay.
You know, I'm thinking Lazy Boy from basketball.
Honestly, one of those like base like those
Nobody
basketball
would care, though,
balls
Nick, yeah.
would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Those were sweet.
Yeah.
I think most of my recent things that I really have really enjoyed have been more TV shows, like the series that we've watched recently.
Yeah.
Like if you could have one of the original like set worn cuts from Sons of Anarchy.
Perfect.
You know?
Yeah.
From
the four or five main characters.
Yeah,
right?
The Jax or Clay War. Mm-hmm. You
Jax
know,
or
Sons
Clay
of Anarchy.
War. Right.
You know, that'd be kind of cool.
The Breaking Bad RV would be cool.
Yeah.
Oh, the RV.
Yeah.
The RV would just sit there. And
I like
rot,
the Nick's
though.
Thinking vehicles because that seems to me
big.
Like it's worth a lot of like that is seem like it's worth a little bit more.
Does it come with the meth making though? You're gonna make meth while you're in there, man. You know, to do it right.
For a million, it should
just put a little drive through window on the side, and it's a food truck.
I'd be standing in my tidy whiteys in that the whole time, just standing there.
Yeah, the meth recipe is one.
Shave
email.
Your head and do the tidy whiteys, man.
One email away from the meth recipe.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm sure we could get dozens of them.
Who's got it?
Like the thing I worry about with like clothing and stuff like that is eventually those are going to start to deteriorate.
Wait, because you're wearing them all the time.
Yeah, but you could get clothing sealed in like a shadow box or something, and then it's like not that much of a
hassle. I do remember it was either Siskel or Ebert, the skinny one. That was Siskel.
Siskel.
Yeah, he bought the white suit that Travolta wore in Saturday Night Fever.
Oh, that's cool.
But he used to wear it once in a while because he was the same size. He was as tall as him, and he'd wear it once in a while. But that was one of the first memorabilia things I saw somebody really spend some money on. At the time, I'm not sure what it was. I'm not sure where that suit's now. But, yeah, that was iconic.
Well, Cameron, you being a bit of a sneakerhead as well, what about, like, Marty McFly's self-lacing Nikes
The self-lacing Nikes would be pretty cool.
Oh, and Nick Mignola, Libyans all the time.
The Jordans, the Jordans that Michael Jordan wore in Space Jam.
Oh, yeah.
Those would be
the Space Jam 11s.
There. Yep, yep.
Oh,
but from the movie,
that'd
be pretty sick.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think that there would be people would pay big money for Lebowski stuff.
Oh, yeah,
they would.
He kept the sweater, though. Remember, he pulled it out.
Oh,
the rug.
I want the rug.
He pulled the sweater out. Yeah,
Goodman's. Yeah. Goodman's star dedication.
Star, right.
There's got to be a bowling ball that was used in Big Lebowski that's up for auction.
Yeah, that'd be, or like a pair of Jeff, of the jellies that he wore, the shoes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be fun. That'd be fun to have those.
What about the toothbrush from Home Alone?
Okay, yeah.
He gets caught stealing, he rips off from that store.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think like the suits from Dumb and Dumber, the matching suits.
Yeah, they're like original ones, not the because obviously the Halloween.
There's the Halloween costume one, but you'll, if you had the original ones,
the original ones, right?
On some mannequins.
What about
that'd be cool?
The briefcase from Pulp Fiction.
Ooh, yes. That's a good one.
Yeah. I think I've seen
or
that.
Samuel Jackson's Jerry Curl. Yeah. Either of those would be good.
Or the Gimp mask.
The Gimp mask would be good.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah. Or the chopper.
You could use that. Because Gimp mask you would actually use.
Yeah, yeah, right, that's right. Use.
Zed's chopper.
Zed's chopper would be cool.
Yeah.
It's a chopper, baby.
Who's?
Oh,
who's
chopper?
It's
Zed's. Or Bruce Where's Willis's Zed? Boxing gloves, you
yes,
know, from,
oh, yeah.
from
that,
from
right.
that scene.
There's a lot of Pulp Fiction stuff.
Yeah, that's such a good, that's one of those up there.
Yeah, some of Mia Wallace's drugs.
Eric Stoltz's bathrobe. He's got a bathrobe on there when he shoots it. Yeah,
the syringe that's sticking out of her sternum.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or the
magic marker. Yeah. I want the magic marker.
The big line of heroin she snorted before she took the syringe.
Where did that go?
I could see like one of the hats from Tombstone, like Kurt Russell's hat.
Oh,
or Val Kilmer's hat from Tombstone. Because I love that movie, too.
That's a great flick.
That's an always stop on.
I don't know. I know we talk about money. If it's no object, but I guess there's no object for these people. And they really want it, but I see $1 million doing something else. I'm not talking about charity being nice. I get that. That's an easy thing to say. I think I would spend something else for $1 million. You know what I mean?
A whole $1 million just to
that's
drop
lot,
on something. It's
man.
Just because you also have to be able to tell your poorest friend that you bought that thing.
Most people are afraid to tell anybody anything they spend on anything.
Yeah,
you know,
right?
Somebody that did.
You'd be like, how much did you get that watch for? Yeah. Well, I don't want to, you know. It was a gift. And that dude's
fighting to pay his mortgage that week.
Right.
His kids are, he's hocked out to his ass for
you
paying
spent
bills.
$1 million on this cartoonishly large check from Happy Gilmore?
Yes, I did.